you're listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor. You know, I'm getting ready to start, actually it's kind of happening already, a new TV show with a friend of mine, Chris Duke. And this show is called Motors. It's on a number of different television networks from and cable channels, from Time Warner to a number of other ones. I know the Family Channel. I don't even know the whole distribution list, but you can find it very easily. And the episode is up right now at Motors with a Z, M-O-T-O-R-Z .tv, not .com, .tv. And it's a really good show. He's been doing this show for 6 years. He is the greatest, nicest guy I've ever met. He's like this guy who loves cars. He takes them apart, puts them back together again, and that's his TV show. And we're just adding some new car test drives and live events and what have you. But the first episode is up. So here in the studio, Josh Hancock. He is all things cars and film and television. And we appreciate you coming down today, Josh, old longtime friend. Dick Messer here, Peterson Museum Director Emeritus, Johnny Rocker. Johnny Rocker. And now probably going to have the time of his life because he's got that out of his system. And, you know?
And out of my bank account.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. I know you're in the process of fixing that.
Yeah.
And then BJ Colleen is here from CarBuzzard.com. Silly name, serious site about cars. And Chris Duke is joining us now. We're going to bring him on a little bit early and talk to him. Chris, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Alan?
I am good. I must, first of all, compliment you for the amazing work. This guy, by the way, is a genius when it comes to that social world and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all this kind of stuff.
It's called social media.
Social media. Thank you.
I'm a social butterfly, man.
And he is, it's like we made this deal for me to do this show, and the next thing you know, he's got me everywhere. I'm not so sure
that's so good.
Yeah. Now, I know he's got a few emails that said that, too, from a few non-likers of Alan Taylor. It's all right,
though. Well, what I want to know is how you keep up with this Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all this stuff. I mean, that's got to be all-consuming.
You just have to make it a part of your life and take it in small doses. Some people make it their life, literally, and that's just too much. But, you know, I give it a little bit of time here and there and in between other tasks, and that's really, you just need to manage it.
But you're very good at it, by the way. And there's an app. There's an app for Motors TV.
There it is.
How do you find that app, Chris?
You go to the App Store.
Just go to the App Store or the Google Play App Store, whatever they call it, and search for Motors. I know in the App Store, at least, you can search for Alan Taylor, and the app comes up, too.
But, say that again?
Alan Taylor! Thanks, Duke. Thanks, Chris Duke!
Alan Taylor! And I think if you go to Google Play and you search for Alan Taylor, it comes up, too. But yeah, search for Motors, and it comes up. It's also at Amazon.com. Because of their Kindle Fire devices, so you can find it at the, you know, that place.
You had mentioned that Alan's name is spelled A-L-A-N. We've been mentioning it all morning, and it's not A-L-E-N. A-L-A-N.
Or you can just call me Dick if you want, because that's my name is Richard. Actually,
that's true.
Yeah, we share that. Yeah.
You don't have a real name, do you? You got so many last names and first names.
I know. I have a number of names. Well, it's because I used to be a male stripper. Anyway, Chris Duke, Motors TV, it's sixth season. You've done 80-some-odd episodes now, and we're going on to bigger and better things with adding more to the show. But I got to tell you, man, your show was always a good show. It is still a good show. Well, my thing is like 3 minutes, so your show is still your show. It's very good, and you have a lot of faithful followers of the show. It's kind of a how they do it kind of show. Everybody, if you love cars and you love to see how you put on a supercharger, you can watch Chris Duke's Motors TV, and you'll know how to do it after it's done. So it's a very fun show.
I like how you said maybe it's a very good show, and then there was a pause, like, now that you're on it, is it better?
That goes without saying, doesn't it?
Necessarily. Come on,
Chris. Maybe you could teach him a few things, Chris.
Chris, let me ask you something. Today on the show, I determined that Hey, wait a minute. Why did you just let that slip right on by there?
That was good.
Golly, that one hurt. I think I got a bloody nose. I found out I have never driven a Bentley or a Rolls Royce.
That's so sad.
You found that out. You mean you realized.
I thought I had driven like everything. I've tried to drive everything.
Are you sure? I mean, think back to track days and everything else.
No, I never did.
I'm stunned.
I know. Well, you know what it is? Because every now and then it's like we kind of gang up and do this show, right? And like you just went on the Lexus thing and they invited me and I'm like, I can't make it, but let me send BJ.
Yeah.
And Josh, same thing. I mean, we do this and we go to these events, but it's not something that I wanted to do. I didn't really care because I thought, well, I'll never buy one of those. But as I get older, I'm starting to think that maybe someday I could.
Well, maybe there's something Chris is working on that you can drive. Chris, are you taking apart a Bentley or a Rolls Royce?
He's supercharging it.
No, not quite. No, we really do target enthusiast vehicles. So those vehicles that are late model vehicles like muscle cars and trucks that people buy and cater to the SEMA aftermarket companies. So that's what we do.
Are you excited about the new Mustang, Chris?
Yeah. Are they out now?
Yeah, they
yes.
are.
Yes.
Wait a
they
minute.
Are.
Hold on.
What?
Are they really out?
Well, they're just
across the street. You can buy one.
They're trickling in.
They come off the truck every day.
They're trickling in.
They are now coming in.
You can buy one today. Sorry, Chris. Sometimes. Hey.
And you could have bought one yesterday. Also.
See what kind of abuse I take. I promise I'll never
do this
to you, Chris.
Let me ask the question again, Chris. Are you excited about the new Mustang?
I'm hanging up. No. Yes, of course I am. There's some amazing tech behind it, and it's all new, inside and out. It's not just like they typically do, where they update the front fascia or something like that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So no, we're interested definitely to get one of those things and start ripping it apart. And
so me and Chris, by the way, have been talking about how this show can evolve, and I love this new idea because he and I are both big fans of Tim Allen's TV show Home Improvement, where he was the car guy, right? Tim the Toolman Taylor, And Chris has got all kinds of Tim Allen and Tool Time paraphernalia. As a matter of fact, when we started becoming friends, I had a set of tools, Benford tools, that Tim gave me. Mm-hmm. And they were signed. And knowing that Chris Duke is such a Tim Allen fan, I gifted them to him.
Oh.
And he was like freaked out, right? So it's funny. So
I wondered how you got the show.
it's gonna cost me a set of tools that neither one of us can use because we're both sponsored by Craftsman. But anyway, that's true.
You know, Binford's not real. Right?
No, I know.
I know.
Right. But we were talking about, getting a project, like a hot rod, like Tim Allen always had a hot rod in the background. And actually making, a hot rod project that maybe Scott could do one of his build books, Scott Colleen. And because, what do you do? It's like you got this TV show where you're always working on these kind of new later model cars. But the reality is the hobby is so vast now, from the old hot rods, the Deuce Coupe kind of cars, right up into the muscle cars, right up into the newer cars, and into the newest cars. And so I'm excited to say that I think that's kind of one of the things we want to do, Chris, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that's kind of been on my radar for a couple of years now. It's just kind of finding the right. We don't want to start, because to actually take something and, build a frame and do everything is going to be a whole lot of work. So we're trying to find something that makes sense, where we can kind of get a little bit of a kit from somebody and put it together and then show, how you can get this kit and the tools that you need and the fact that you could do it in your own garage and start from scratch, basically, and drive on out with a running vehicle. Also, a really important part of this whole thing, especially here in California, is how to get that vehicle registered through the DMV, because it's kind of a one-off vehicle. We really do want to get into that, because it is possible. And I don't even know how to do it, but I want to find out, and I want to tell everybody how to do it.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
That's awesome.
Well, let's take a break. We'll try and figure out what we should get.
Okay.
I got a great suggestion.
Yeah, we got some hot rodders. Yeah.
We have a hot rod expert here, mister.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Chris Duke is on the line. Motors TV, Motors with a Z, Motors.tv. And I'm going to be a little part of that now and have a lot of fun. And Chris will be on this show talking about aftermarket and things you can do to your vehicle. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Me and the gang will be right back. Stay with us.
The 2015 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat features a supercharged engine that delivers a whopping 707 horsepower, making it the fastest and most powerful muscle car ever. And with its iconic styling, power, and attitude, Dodge Hellcat SRT has everything a driver could want. And the passengers? Well, there's that little handle above the window. Born Dodge. Challenger based on Ward Specialty Segment and Car and Driver Quarter Mile Time. Dodge is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
My God, I don't believe
what out of control.
You guys are just mean. I won't even begin to tell you.
Oh, you don't know what mean is. We just got it started.
You know, we're really nice till Josh gets in here. And, you know,
I know.
He's really
he's
a bad
a mean
influence.
Streak. He's got like a yellow
horrible,
streak down his nose.
Horrible influence.
He's a bad influence, and that's
he
good.
Is. We're good people.
You notice how he's not
there.
Saying anything? You know, Chris Duke gets this email from one guy, and he's like, oh, that Alan Taylor, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I know that guy.
And he knows you. That's
it's my father-in-law.
Oh, exactly.
I can't believe I got to see him at Thanksgiving now. Chris.
Save
Chris
us,
Duke,
Chris.
Motors TV. I'm going to be on Chris's show, Motors TV, everybody. You can find it at Motors with a Z, motors.tv. It's a fun show.
That's it. You hit Google Motors.tv.
You just don't even have to get Google.
And then,
just put
then
it right
you
in.
Pick the episodes? Or what
no,
do you
the first one, the one that I'm on, the very first, last, the latest episode is on there right now.
But what about
good.
The other 87?
Yeah,
well,
they're there.
Well, actually, Chris, what Alan has said is none of those other 87 mean anything now. Go on, click the current show because nothing makes any difference. And by the way, there's a circle.
Oh, there he goes. Unfortunately, his mic just went out.
Oh, Bentley, the surfing bank. I'm sorry, what?
I said, you been drinking?
No.
I show them a picture of a surfing pig during the break, and they start making fun of me.
Well, it had nothing to do with anything.
Because
you know?
We were getting talking
about... How often do you see a surfing pig?
Well, I used to surf, but not with a pig.
Let's go back to hot rods, because that's where we were, Chris. Yeah. We were talking about hot rods, and Alan actually says, look at the surfing pig, and that's what caused the uproar here.
Something shiny happened.
Something
let me clarify. So there's 81 episodes of Motors, and the 81st features Alan Taylor, and that just came out last week. So the cool thing about Motors is it's not only just on television to over 100 million homes, but it's also online, full episodes on YouTube and at our website, motors.tv. So you
I appreciate the promo, Chris. The 81st episode is called The Downward Slide.
Yeah. Oh.
Actually, I like that one. I thought you did a good job,
Alan.
Thank
you. Alan did a great job.
I'm not just frown nosing, even though maybe a little bit, but I'm not, because it's true. It is really hard, and people don't realize it till they've done it, to walk around and just talk about cars. Where I've seen some people can't even get a sentence out, and it takes 42 takes to do a 2-minute episode, where it's an art form to be able to just walk around and talk about things and look like you know what you're talking about. But you did. It was fun.
So you actually seen it.
I showed it to us.
It's online.
Today,
you can watch it at motors.tv.
Yeah.
What she's talking about is I was at Barrett Jackson, and I walked around. I found a few cars, not that I had personally owned, but I had owned one of those in my life. And so I told my camera crew that was with me, I said, you know what? Do me a favor. Take a shot of this. I'll just talk to the camera. And in about 20 minutes, we made this piece that you guys can see.
It was good.
Of four cars that I had owned. A Volkswagen Thing, one of my first cars.
And I'm impressed you admitted it. So that's a big deal.
No, I actually like the Thing.
Really?
I do, too.
People to this day like the Thing.
Yeah, they're really a neat little machine.
I just like the name.
I know. But you know what? And let's stop right there for a second. Think of an automaker calling a car
Volkswagen.
A Thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure they did. I think that was a nomenclature that people gave it.
No, it was called
the
Thing. My dad bought one brand new.
It was called the Thing.
It was called the Thing.
Now it would be called the TG.
Yeah, exactly. 100.
And then I went to a Toyota Land Cruiser, an FJ40, and I have pictures of when I was younger popping wheelies with my Land Cruiser
that
we put a V8 in and jumping it. So I have pictures of it flying through the air. And then we went to an El Camino, and I learned how to do flames on an El Camino with a friend of mine who was really good at it. Actually, pictures of me flaming this El Camino. And then a 67 Chevelle that I put my first engine in. And my friend on Facebook, when he saw the episode was up, I said, "Hey, you're in this episode." And I said, I talked about when that, you know, the chain slipped and your hand was on the tail shaft housing of the transmission and that poked a hole right through your hand. And you went to the hospital and came back and you said, "All right, you be the eyes, you know, I'll be the eyes, you be the hands." That's how I put in my first engine.
By taking out somebody's hand.
Yeah, we'll be right back. It is The Drive. Stay with us.
It's cool.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how. I figured this is the appropriate music to the circus that's going on here at the what?
Blues, boogie woogie.
Blues 88.
It's Ray Charles, yeah. Mess around.
What I like is that everyone was like, "We're really good people till you come." Really?
No, I didn't say that.
No, she did.
Oh, you. You,
yeah, and
Josh.
You were like, "We're really good people."
Well, we don't have nearly the fights we do with you on the air. Chris Duke is on the line for Motors TV, and our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. And Motors TV is also sponsored by Craftsman.
What's coming up next on Motors TV? What do we have to look forward to,
What are you
Chris?
Doing next, Chris?
More Jeep stuff. We're just getting started on this Jeep that actually, after I get off of this, Brian will be here, and we'll be spending the weekend finishing up the Jeep because next Saturday we leave and drive to Vegas for the SEMA show.
Yeah.
So this is the first of many episodes about the Jeep. We've got the interior, more exterior stuff, and we installed a supercharger, a week ago? And so we've documented that on film, so that's going to be a full episode on how we did that.
And where is the Jeep going to be at SEMA, if anybody listening is happening to go there?
It will be inside this year, which is very cool. In the past few years, our vehicles have been outside the convention center. But this year, it's going to be at the Hypertech booth, which is 20613. Write it down. But it'll be right in the central hall, just about two aisles over from the Ford booth. So it's a great location right at the end. We're
Josh,
super happy.
Why are you riding Hypertech? You don't go to SEMA.
He might.
I go to SEMA every year. What happens is I went to SEMA 1 year to do radio upon his request, and I get there, and he goes, "Oh, I forgot to get you a badge."
Oh, that is a bunch of crap. Anyway.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly what he said.
It's just not true.
Just go up to the media thing and get a badge.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't the point.
Anyway, you know what? I got a lot of things on my mind. I apologize for that. How was that, 10 years ago?
Now we got badges. We got badges this year, right, Alan?
Anyway, Chris, how do you do it? If you're going, I'll get you a bag.
You guys have way too much going on there today.
Oh, goodness gracious. So we were going to talk about what kind of car we should have.
Yes.
Let's go around the table.
Yeah.
Dick, what do you think we should get for Motors TV?
I think you should do Factory 5.
A Factory 5.
They're a good operation. They're very successful. And
Mark Smith.
A friend of mine is building a Factory 5 hot rod right now, and it's pretty interesting. And it's a good quality kit.
All right, BJ, what do you think?
I thought Factory 5 or Brookville.
Really?
The other, but Factory 5, like Dick said, that's more complete kit. So, but put an Art Morrison chassis on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to call the Factory 5 boys and see what's available over there, Chris.
Yeah.
Josh, what do you think?
Izetta.
Is that
There's
like a
few right here.
Yeah, right behind us. Thank you.
I didn't see an Izetta. I see some Messerschmitts.
There is one.
There's not one. He's wrong.
There's an Izetta here somewhere.
There's no
and nobody's
Izetta.
Ever
Notice
done,
how
nobody,
Messer found the fact that it is a Messerschmitt.
<That's>
nobody's
right.
done a hot rod Izetta yet.
There's a reason
oh,
for
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah. They have. They put a Chrysler Hemi in it.
Of course he would know.
Scotty's seen it. I mean, this guy, crazy.
Oh my God. Have you seen it, Scott?
Scott
don't lie to us.
No.
Chris, what do you think you want to build?
Oh, geez. Well, a hot rod. I've actually really loved rat rods, but I think that's going to be a lot more involved. So a hot rod. Yeah, and actually, I'm looking at their website right now. I just found it. I hadn't heard of them before today.
Factory 5?
Factory 5?
Yeah, I have. Sorry.
Yeah, they're very good. And the guys are great guys, too. We could have them on the show in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Have
so factory5.com. Let's go ahead and plug them. But I'm looking at their kits, and they've got a whole lot of options. So I'm going to have to spend some time here. And then,
okay,
then
Chris,
we can go talk to those people.
She just threw down the gauntlet. She says, have I driven one? Yes, I have.
Well, see, there you go. I was just being nice.
We're trying to find out what vehicles have we not driven that are being currently made today. And there's not many, but I have not driven a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley.
But we'll remedy that really soon.
You know what's funny? Well, being around people who love cars, and I'm always around people who love cars. Well, I helped this woman buy a car the other day, and she's in Hollywood and the whole thing, and we get to the dealership, it's a big deal, and the salesman says to her, so what is your favorite car? And she goes, a cab.
So Hollywood.
Oh, geez.
But now the answer today would be Uber.
Uber, yes.
Yeah, Uber.
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Well, all right, guys. So here it is. Now radio and television. You can, you know, get more of us, because I think you're going to see us more around on Motors TV and The Drive and other radio shows. And I do a radio show now, by the way, also with Inc. Magazine. Not Tattoos, INC, like Incorporated. I know what you're thinking.
Uh-uh.
So Inc. Radio is also on a lot of these same radio stations. Small business. I love business as much as I love cars. And there's so many lessons you can learn from being in business. Most of them will make you put a gun to your head. But if you don't, you make it through. It's a lot of fun. Chris Duke, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, man. Pleasure.
All right, we'll see you next week out at SEMA. And we'll see all you guys. Josh, BJ, Dick, thank you, guys. Scott, Colleen, thank you. You can answer.
You're welcome.
Dick, thank you.
I don't know what to say.
See you guys all next week on The Drive.
I'd rather not.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.